Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
Today we celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven, 40 days after his resurrection from the dead, 40 days during which he presented himself alive to his disciples, as we just heard. St. Leo the Great tells us every year that these were not wasted days in which nothing happened, but rather, he proved the truth of his resurrection while yet pointing their thoughts to the life to come. Our Holy Father, St. Augustine, though, asks, why did it have to be 40 days? Perhaps 20 might have been enough, he says. Surely, if he rose from the dead on Sunday and ascended definitively that same day or just a few days later, the disciples could later convince themselves that they were dreaming or had seen a ghost. But 20 days might have been enough to convince them of his true resurrection. And 30 certainly would have sufficed, he thinks. So why 40? 40 is the product of 10 and 4. 10 is the number of the commandments of God, the summary of his law. Commandments inspired by and fulfilled by love of God and neighbor. It is thus the number of the fullness of wisdom and charity. And 4 is the number of the points of the compass and all the seasons of the year, to show that this wisdom and charity needed to be preached to the four corners of the world for the rest of time. And so we are confronted with a very military image at the end of the gospel today. He had just given them their marching orders to conquer the whole world. Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. And then, like a good general, he ascended to a high position from which to be able to survey the entire battlefield and direct tactics accordingly. So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. This is very much a mystical battle of the entire mystical body. Christ the Lord is both absent, inasmuch as he has ascended, and present, inasmuch as he works in and through his disciples. The preface of the Mass today says, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. We are one body. He is the head. We are the members. One body, one battle, one triumphant reward. What he commands, we obediently accomplish. What we preach in love, what we do in obedience, he confirms with signs and wonders. For this reason, one father of the church prayed, grant then, O Christ, that the good words which we speak may be confirmed by works and deeds so that at the last, you working with us in word and deed, we may be perfect. For yours, as is fitting, is the glory, both of word and deed. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.